Well, if you promise you won't kill me. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. And again, happy Monday. Happy Monster Monday. Happy Dead Day. Did you enjoy yesterday's episode? Because here we go. Well, we could have put both The Walking Dead and The World Beyond together. But since there was so much to cover on that, we did them separately. And since next time, maybe we'll put them both together. Who knows? Because as we move on throughout the season, The Walking Dead is going to end. And we'll just have The World Beyond and the return of Boom, 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 Boom. Fear will be returning this month. Welcome back to the White Beard and TK podcast. I am one of your hosts. I am White Beard. Standing next to me is
TK.
That's right. And we are here with the promises that are broken or could be broken. Maybe they won't be broken. I don't know. I don't even understand the title of this.
However, it was about a promise made between Maggie and Negan. Episode, season 11, 7, Promises Broken, starts out like this. Maggie, Negan, Father Gabriel, Elijah, all in the woods. And they're like, okay, we need a plan. Because we need to get that food. And, you know, you heard Daryl talking up in the house while we were down below, hiding. He said they have a bunch of people and they have really strong, high walls. And so, you know, what are we going to do? And I don't remember what the answer to that was. But I think Negan was like, I have a plan, guys. I have a little something, you know?
Maggie goes, I don't know.
Okay.
My plan is better. Yes, Maggie, your plan is better. Three of us are going to go up against an army just like we started out going through the daggone tunnels of the train. And we had ten strong, and we're now down to two. But, whatever happened to the rest of the people? One's left half dead in the church. Yeah. Maggie's ideas have been working very good so far since she's been back. Mm-hmm. She's proven herself to be the leader that she was of Hilltop before she left.
Right. Sure. And then we skip on over to the Commonwealth, where Eugene and company are Eugene and Friends. It's a nice show name.
Friends. How many of us? That's not the song I was going to go with, but go on.
Anyway. Where they are clearing walkers. And why are they clearing walkers? Because the buildings are going to be used for development of the Commonwealth.
And they got busted committing a crime, and that was their punishment.
This is their community service.
Right.
And, you know, in this scene, not in this scene, but in the scene after, still at the Commonwealth, it's Princess and Ezekiel. First of all, she tripped like 3 times. And 2 out of those 3 times did not look like they were on purpose. And I'm just sitting there like, man, if I trip one more time, I am quitting. I'm quitting.
I think I do remember watching one of those trips. I was like, nah, that wasn't planned. That looked like she was walking and tripped over something.
Mm-hmm. And you know, King Ezekiel starts coughing up a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tornado storm. But that's not really important.
No. They just want to keep on doing that to let us know that he's still sick. It hasn't gotten better yet. Which they need to just figure out what they're going to do. Are they going to kill him off, or he going to live? He's going to get healed.
So that's what they're doing. And of course, Yumiko is not there. Because where is she? She's demanding to speak to Pamela Milton. Because that's just who she is. She's very annoying. And apparently, she's like the most important person in the world.
Yes, she is, including some of the other people who Eugene saw and a guy and a young lady who they pass by at one point. And then we see them later as they're clearing the field of the dead, walking, and just like, gotta kill you, gotta kill you, oops, gotta kill you. Hey, wait, there's a couple over there having lunch. Oh yes, honey, would you like this? And Eugene goes, hey, you're about to get munched on.
That didn't happen yet.
Why didn't it happen
yet? We're going in chronological order of the episode.
Why?
Okay, fine.
Fine.
Anyway, well, listen.
You're already at the Commonwealth. I might as well just finish talking about it.
Okay, go. Go ahead.
No. So, he did the thing he do best.
Yeah.
Because homeboy couldn't do nothing. He was just sitting there looking like a sap. And he got killed.
They were trying to get their attention, too. They were just like, hey, hello. And they're just like, don't talk to us.
Yes. Do not. You're beneath us.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to look at your way.
We're the wealthy in the apocalypse where there are dead people walking around us, but we're living in decadence. Mm-hmm. Only until you die, fool. Then you turn into a zombie who's going to be piked. Hello? You didn't get the memo?
Apparently not.
So, yeah. And they just like, okay, I'm tired of trying to get your attention. So he kills the walker. The blood spills on the lady's shirt, which is hilarious and disgusting at the same time.
Yeah.
And Holmes was like, hey.
What are you doing?
Thank you for saving us. Pat him on the back. No, that's not what happened.
No.
No, he was an idiot. And he said something else.
Like, look what you did to my girlfriend.
And a whole bunch of other stuff.
This is why we have private security. And yeah. Then he called fake Stephanie a name. And then Eugene was like, no, I'm not having that.
Nah, and he dropped him.
Bang. Right.
Knocked him in his mouth. Pa-ya!
And then, of course, he got in trouble for it.
Yep, he got in trouble for it. He went to the principal's office. Only to find out that that was the principal's son.
Yeah.
Pamela Milton's...
Idiot son.
That's all I have to say about that whole Commonwealth thing. That's the only thing that really stands out to me was Eugene. That was so satisfying to see him punch that fool in his lips.
And guess who else is in this episode? Daryl. Daryl and Leah. Okay.
They jumped three places?
Yes.
Okay.
The first place... sorry, not the first place. The first time we see Daryl this episode is inside the... What do they call it? They don't live at Meridian.
Aren't they in Meridian?
No.
Or whatever compound they're in.
Yeah. And he sees a guy.
Popeville. That's cute. We like it. Popeville.
So, you know, Daryl, him and his endless cigarettes.
Yes. His endless cigarettes. Can anybody tell me what store that Daryl's getting these from? Not only to mention, we may have said this before, but he also has the leaf paper, the rolling paper to roll up his tobacco because he's making his own cigarettes and he has an endless supply of matches.
Right. Like, okay, so my thing was he could have used flower petals. I've seen a girl on the internet use flower petals. Very certain substance. She was like, yeah, I just bake them. I was like, okay, right.
She's sure. Baking flower petals with her weed?
Well,
smoking her marijuana?
So that it wouldn't be like wet and so that it would actually burn. Because, you know, like roses are moist.
Yes. Now, if this was Z Nation, then we would know what Daryl was smoking. Because they had that Z weed. That they was growing, they kept growing it and used the zombie for fertilization, and so they had a supply of some Z-weed, so we knew what they were smoking.
Mm, yep.
What Doc was smoking, so.
Which is crazy that they didn't grow any on Fear the Walking Dead.
It's a family show.
Yeah, okay, everyone's family is dead, okay?
Yeah, well, on Fear, they're still drinking, right?
Yeah.
No, The Walking Dog.
They're still drinking.
Okay, they're still finding booze from all over the place. Okay. So, yeah. So that's the Commonwealth, and that's the other stuff. And Daryl's having some fun over there in Popeville.
Taking a stroll, smoking a cigarette, and then he's just like, what's that guy doing over there? Guess what he was doing?
What?
He was putting some food away in the food storage.
I don't remember.
And he put a lock on it. But before that, Daryl was like, hey, need any help? And he was like, I'm good. I got it. He's like, you being too obvious. You already saw that there's food in there. Just leave it alone. Pretend like you didn't see it. Turn away. Everything will be fine. But, yes, now we get a look at where they're hiding their food. And I don't know what he's going to do with that information, but now he knows. Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
No. You wanted to get back to Maggie, so what were you going to say about it?
I wasn't going to say anything. But yes, then after that was when Yumiko was barging in, demanding to speak to Pamela Melton. And obviously, that did not work out, like, at all.
Right, but you were going back to Maggie. It was something about the promise and something out there about them being out in the woods. And, right. It was after I said that her plans have been working very well so far. And Negan said, I got something for you.
Right. So he was just like, well, we could take a lesson from one of our groups of people that we haven't seen in a while. Actually, that's not true because we just saw, like, the remnants.
Yeah, but that's not what he said. What did he say to her? He just said, I have an idea, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I have an idea. Why don't you listen to some of our info and then we'll tell you about Negan's idea. Now that we have your attention for the next few seconds, we'd love to invite you to come and follow us and share our adventures over at YouTube at the Whitebeard and TK Experience, where you get to experience the things that we're doing out there on the road, whether it's hiking or taking road trips. So go to YouTube, the Whitebeard and TK Experience. And as usual, if you have any questions about the podcast, you want to talk to us, maybe you want to have us on your show, maybe you'd like to come and have a discussion with us, you can always reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon.
So yeah, and then he was just like, I got an idea. And Maggie was like, I'm not cutting up anybody out. No. Just like, okay, girl.
Well, then she just missed out on the whole meaning of the Whisperer's mask.
Exactly.
You must kill someone you know.
Beta had his best friend's face on. I mean, come on. How much closer can you get after that? Like, they were best friends, but now he's wearing his face. Like, that's so deep. But yeah, they're searching for walkers, and they find Elijah's sister. That actually may not have been then. I feel like I just skipped ahead a little bit. I made an oopsie. Anyway, yes, we find out that she's dead, and him and Maggie hold hands. It's like... She's like, dead.
Yeah, dude, you ain't got no time for crying right now. You about to get munched on.
And
so, yeah.
They give her a nice little burial.
Right. But before that, Negan unfolds his plan. Mm-hmm. And we see Jedi Master sitting on a log, giving directions to Princess Leia.
And something that I always forget is that he was a teacher.
Yes.
So somebody else brought that up, and it was just like, you know, this is perfect for him because, you know, he's a teacher, and this is him in his element.
Yeah.
And he's having his teacher moment. And I was just like, yes, that is so great. I totally forgot about that. That's so interesting. And I don't know, I've never read the comic books, but I wonder if that was the original plan, just to, like, write it like this.
But yeah, so he's sitting down teaching his lesson on whisperisms, and how to walk like a whisperer, how to talk like a whisperer, and how to be the dead whisperer. To whisper the dead and walk around you. And she couldn't see with the mask. Didn't she trip and fall?
Yes.
She's supposed to go out and kill somebody, and then she almost got killed, and then she got mad. I can't do this, and he's laughing, which was hilarious because it really was funny.
Like a kid who just fell off the bike.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You killed my husband. I can't wait to kill you. But yeah, and so he gets her to do it again, and she does it again, and then so what are we gonna say?
Yeah, he's just like, let's shake hands. I mean, they can't see it, but we can pretend.
Okay.
And he's just like, you know, if I do this, then you promise not to kill me, right? And she was like, sure.
Yeah. Sure.
Totally. And then she was talking to somebody else. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I can keep that promise. I hope I can.
Right, that was to Elijah, I think, whatever the guy's name is, which she's with, because the whole point was, listen, I help you with this, because we walking in here to certain death. So if I help you with this, you promise not to kill me, right? I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, she can promise all she wants. That doesn't mean that she won't be the one who's, that doesn't mean she's going to be the one to kill you.
Yeah, and I also thought it was funny that Negan kept his mask, you know, just for nostalgia, so he can look back on the good old days.
Yeah. He just happened to have that in his pocket.
Yeah.
It's kind of like he'd be keeping his bat hanging around. Just walking through the woods. Hey, Maggie. Just happened to have his Whisperer mask. Wait.
What?
He had what's-her-name's face, didn't he? No. Who was Negan's face?
It was just a random person.
Okay. And of course, his looks so bad, like he has. I say, Propecia, is that the one you lose your hair?
Alopecia,
with his little strands of hair hanging off on his face and just like dragging.
Yeah. So now we're heading over to Popeville. And first of all, Pope has this beautiful speech. I'm not even going to talk about his outfit. We discussed it yesterday while we're watching next week's episode. Anyway, Pope has an amazing outfit. It just all comes together, and it's just perfect. I'm just like, how are you looking this fly in the zombie apocalypse? Anyway, so he has this speech, and he's just like, your brothers are dead. Are you not ashamed? And I'm just like, oh.
It's like Gladiator. Are you not entertained?
I mean,
am I not amused?
And then he's just like, okay, you know what?
Brothers are dead.
What was it? I don't know what happened, but he was like, you know, Daryl, Leah, go out, do some scouting, some hunting for these people, for Maggie. And so they're out and they're just talking. And, you know, she was just going on. She was like, you know, he gave us a home.
This is
my family.
That's nice.
I think that, you know, like, come on. Like, you don't know. You don't know. Like, you've never had a family of your own that you can just, like, relate to me with right now. He was just like, no. And so he's just like, well, I mean, is he really your family? You know what I mean? I'm just like, so true. So true.
You know, she was a soldier. She needed a purpose and she needed a place to stay. But, you know, she had that place to stay when she was off by herself and she was with Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
But she chose to go back to that life, that mercenary life, and then live that right now. So, you know, that tells me she's not going to be too quick to let that go. I mean, we already heard Daryl said, you know what, I'm only here for her.
Right.
You know, I'm only here for her. Hopefully I can get her. I can turn her. I can bring her back with me. And we can go hang out. To which we've already said on the show. Okay. That's a little love square. It ain't even a triangle. That's a square.
Yeah.
There's Leah. There's Carol.
And then there's
Connie. It's like, how this gonna work? Somebody got to go. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is what?
I don't understand how he's managed to pull three women on this show. Three at the same time. It was all within like a couple episodes. Just all of them.
Yeah.
This has to be some type of cheating. I don't understand.
A young, beautiful, deaf, black woman, mm-hmm. a seasoned killer like Carol, and then a younger version of Carol who was a soldier with the long hair, and all of them are attracted to the dude who looked like he ain't washed up through the entire apocalypse.
Who came from a cabin in the woods.
Walking around with a smelly dog.
Where his dad was making moonshine.
And the never-ending cigarettes. Okay. But I get it. Yeah. Daryl's a survivor. He's a get out there and go do the whole thing. That's why we're saying, okay, you know, I could kind of see Maggie with Negan. That would be an interesting twist.
And then, what would that be like? Stockholm Syndrome? I mean, he killed your husband. How could you be with a guy who killed your husband?
And then have Glenn Jr. go, Mom, what you doing right now? Pow! And Negan's gone.
Just take out both of them. They deserve it.
Well, when it comes to killing him, if they're not going to have Negan die at the hands of someone else, there's no one really left in her group to kill him. They're all gone.
Except maybe Carol.
Except for Elijah. That's it. It's Elijah, Maggie, and her son at this point. All her people are gone. I don't remember how many was left behind. I don't think she left that many back at the ranch.
And Jersey man.
Yeah, and Jersey, but he wasn't with her. He was with Negan, and then he was with Hilltop, and then she was gone. So he's now with Alexandrians.
Mm. And staying within the vicinity of Popeville, we have Father Gabriel.
Father Gabriel. Had no sons. Had no... Okay, go on.
He had an adopted daughter, though.
He did?
Coco.
Oh. Coco. Coco.
So he's, you know, doing
some... Coco.
Oh, my goodness.
Coco, Coco. But go ahead. So.
He's doing surveillance. And so he is looking at this cemetery. He's watching this guy. This guy goes to the cemetery and he's like praying.
Oh! Mm-hmm. The Battle of the Priest. And yeah, Gabe, oh, you cheating. You looking at it on your phone right now.
I am.
So the Battle of the, yeah, Gabriel's about to slice him up. And I was like, is this guy blind or not? Because the way he was looking as if he's a blind priest. Mm-hmm. And Gabe was about to cut him up, and he's sitting out there going, may have an Mary's sucker smiling.
And he turns around to the bush where Gabriel is hiding. And he's just like, God, is there anything you want me to know? Like, what?
Yeah, there's a one-eyed blind man behind you about to cut your throat.
And I guess the answer was no, because he just says, okay, and walks away. All right. And I couldn't tell if he saw him or sensed him there or just whatever it was, but he got away with his life.
Well, there were two things that happened. One, he didn't see Gabriel, but Gabe also struggled with, is he going to kill a man of the cloth? If you looked at his face,
right,
he had a bit of respect for that. Was like, oh, man, I don't really want to kill him. And he hid because... normally, he would have come out and just killed the man like he did the guy in the woods. Mm-hmm. Because he stands in between you and where you need to go. But he's like, okay, I'm glad I have to kill him. So yeah. I would love to see the conversation between them two.
Yeah. Well, let's just take a... Yes,
There was a noise.
A sound. Oh, I see what it is. Okay, never mind. It's fine. We're not about to be murdered. So let's just take a trip down to old Commonwealth.
Again?
Yumiko in her pantsuit.
Mm. Looking like Hillary from Hillary from the 90s.
She's with her brother in the train station. And they're just laughing it up, having a good time. And then she goes again down her path. Why don't you tell them that you're a doctor?
Shut up.
You can save people. Why do you just want to be a baker? And he's just like repeating, you know, I don't want to. And, you know, things will be different if I tell them. And there are some things that, you know, we just don't tell them. And then he gets snatched up. He gets snatched up by the stormtroopers. And she's like, I'm his lawyer. Oh, please.
No,
Please. No,
you've done enough damage. He was fine long before you got there. Shut your lips up.
He doesn't need you. And he's just like, you know, before you get snatched, you know, quiet your voice, lady. You're about to ruin my life and everything that I've built here. And I can't have that happening. And, well, obviously now she did ruin his life because to jail. To jail he goes.
Which is what we said was going to happen last week.
Yeah.
Because she can't stop meddling. Shut your mouth. You in there. Just be quiet.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, if he wants to be a baker, let him be a baker. It's fine. Nothing bad can come out of him being a baker.
No, it's just something that he likes to do. It's kind of like right now. You know, someone says, well, don't you want to... Nah, I don't want to sit in another office again. I don't want to sit in another office, sitting at a desk. 4 years of that really hurt my knees and hurt my back and everything else. And now that I've been out with freedom, I want to be outside. I want to keep being outside. I don't want to go backwards. It's like, you know, okay, I went to my kid's recital. This was pretty good. This wasn't bad. I got a little pride welling up in me. And then your boss says, I really need you this weekend. I don't really want to. And then you work through that month, and then the next month come along, you're like, I'm done. I really want to spend more time with my family. So this is probably where her brother is. I did that before. I was a doctor. I've seen a lot of death. I've seen a lot of other stuff. I've always wanted to bake. I love to bake. You probably remember I made cakes, don't you, sis? He didn't say that, but he's probably there now and say, you know what? I don't want to go back to the old life.
Right.
I'm here and I'm enjoying this life and I want to do this life because, as we can tell with the Commonwealth, they like to put you back to what you did before.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're going to look for a job, and this has happened to me many times back when I was really, really young looking for a job. Okay, so what did you do before? I did this. Okay, so you're more qualified for that than you are for this job. Yeah, I know. I used to put shoes on people's feet. But what I want to do right now is I want to train people how to do some bushcraft. That's not what really happened.
You might as well just lie yourself. You lie your way through your resume right now.
No, the point is, you know, people like to pigeonhole you into what was the last job you had instead of giving you something that you really are interested in doing right now.
What was the last job you had? I worked at Toys R Us. They can't call. Toys R Us stores are closed down.
Funny. And so, and that's the Commonwealth.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And of course, she rolls up in town and messes up his life.
Yeah. And so she goes out to find homie that was in the orientation video. Hey, I don't remember his name, but that's okay.
I don't care what his name is.
Me either. She goes to the outskirts of town where they're supposed to be doing some redevelopment. And she's like, where's my brother? And he's like, well, he's somewhere. He's okay. You know?
He's being reeducated.
And I don't know what they were doing with him, but apparently, you know, he was just like, well, if you wanna have a good life here, then just let us do whatever we're gonna do. He'll be back tomorrow, or was like by the end of the day. Everything mm-hmm. will be fine, you know? And I don't know if I trust this guy, but I mean, I'd rather trust him for 2 seconds right now and not say anything and just shut your mouth so your brother stays alive. And then you can go with whatever plan that you have. Am I right or am I right?
Could be. I think he's being re-educated. They said that they like to reassess people or put them back to reorientation. If they found out he's a doctor because his stupid sister, then yeah, they're going to redo him and then have him come back and do what they want him to do, which is be a doctor so he can be a healer.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Yes?
What do you mean yes? We still have another storyline.
Oh my gosh. Come on, let's go.
What?
What happened with the story?
Okay, Daryl and Leah come across a guy. And he's like, my wife, she's like sick and dying. I'm just trying to find some food and I can't take care of her and come out here. I think I'm getting bitten up by a mosquito right now. and so they're like, okay, show us. And she radios in. She's like, hey, there's this guy and what should I do? Kill him. What? What? Excuse me? Why? Anyway, it ends up...
Because they don't want nobody else.
I guess. And they don't know who was with Maggie at the time. But it ends up that he wasn't lying, and he actually does have a son and a wife. and the wife is like dying, and so they bust in and they're like, okay, and Leah's like, okay, you need to take your son and you need to go and you need to never come around this area again because things are happening, you don't want to be a part of it. And they leave. I'm just like, well, that was kind of easy, you just left your mom. I feel like that would kind of be hard anyway. And she's like, no, thank you, they would have never left, and I'm ready to go at this point in time. And of course Leah can't shoot her because they want us to believe she actually has a conscience, and Daryl doesn't, which is like, okay, yeah, another thing that's gonna weigh on him emotionally. Love that.
Now the question is, will we be seeing this man and his son later on down the line? Because you need to leave this area, don't ever come back. Okay, where he gonna go? Where is he gonna go? He didn't even leave with any food on him. Just leave.
Yeah.
So we'll probably see them somewhere as walkers later on down the line.
And the last two things that happened, well, they weren't last, but the last two things that happened were, Yumiko going to find out about her brother. She wants to have a meeting with Pamela Milton. Stephanie is there, the real Stephanie, behind the desk. And she's asking questions. She's like, is everybody okay? And I'm just like, she was really asking about Eugene, but mm-hmm. she had to be general about it. And this is at this point where we find out that this was Pamela Milton's son that just got punched in the face. And
nobody really cares. I don't care.
No, I don't care either. And then we cut to a jail. Orientation video guy is there, and so is Eugene. Eugene is in the jail, and he goes, you'll stay in here unless you give us some information.
You're not getting any information. They keep on doing with the same thing and trying to find out about their people back at Alexander, but it really doesn't matter because after the war, Alexander's in shambles now anyway. They could possibly use the help. But of course, Eugene and him don't know that because they left just before the war really got heated and they went to go get help in order to help them with this fight against the Whisperers. So he has no idea that they've wiped out the Whisperers and right now their people are starving. So that's that. So we'll see what's going to happen.
But that's not that.
Okay.
Because the conversation doesn't end there. The guy goes, if you don't give us this information, you're not going to get out of this jail cell, yada, yada, yada. And then he goes, think about how well we've treated you. And at this point, I'm thinking, no, you haven't. He's literally in jail. And he goes, it's up to you. Turns around to leave, and Eugene goes, wait. And that's the end of the scene.
Okay.
Now, do we think he's going to lie again, or is he actually going to tell him?
Of course he's going to lie. Why would he tell them the whole truth?
I mean, because I don't want him to be in jail.
It doesn't really matter. He's already been worse with the Saviors.
Not really.
He made bullets and didn't even tell them what he was doing, and he had the bullets backfire on him. He's done a lot of different things. Eugene lied when the guy told him to tell the truth. He told a little bit of the truth. So he may tell him something, but he's going to get out of it. I guess we'll find out. But yeah, that episode was that was a good episode.
That's it. That's all that happened. I have nothing else to say. So we're ending it here.
I guess so. I see
what do you see?
I see trees. Well, da 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 da. See, I was going to say something, but you wanted to go in the whole episode. Where they're going to be going, I see in the near future, if not, I don't even think this is going to make it before part A of The Walking Dead is done. I do not see Wusserface being able to be part of Daryl's life.
Oh, yeah.
I think because of all the stuff she's doing, she's a true believer.
Right.
She's a believer in this guy's cause. Although she has flinched and she has shown that, okay, maybe she's not on board with everything, she's still a believer. She's not going to give up easily what she's been doing to go off with Daryl. So I think that's going to end. Is that going to end with a death on her part? Because we ain't killing off Daryl. So is that going to end up with a death on her part, or how that's going to happen remains to be seen. But she's not coming back with Alexandria. She's not going to be part of our group. Now, the only big question is that everybody wants to know is, who gets Dog? When this eventual breakup happens, when the divorce comes by death due them part or he walks away, does he get Dog or does Dog stay with her?
Who is getting Dog?
What?
Who is getting Dog?
I don't know.
You know.
So, we'll figure it out. Eugene and company, he's going to lie. Yumiko messed up her brother. And I can't wait to see how he's going to be. Probably be a robot going, I will help you. You are sick. Let me fix you. Here is a needle. Oh, King Ezekiel, come over here. Let me lance the boil on your throat. So, yeah, I can't wait to see what's coming up next. Hmm. So we're done?
Yes, we are.
All right, we're getting out of here. Let us know how you feel about season 11. Is it heating up for you? Is it a little eh? Are you still excited? Like, I am excited to see what's going to happen and what's going to come. And if the Reapers are not going to be the main villains for the whole of all 11, we've already got the Whispers out the way. We already got the Whispers out. We already sort of revisited them. Mm-hmm. They're done. Who and what is going to be the remaining villain that's going to end this series, and how bad are they going to be? Because the Pope is a little twisted.
Yeah. Very twisted.
Yeah. So we shall see you next week, God willing.
Bye-bye.
Bye.